Earlier this year, the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press revealed more and more Americans believe there's a political bias in news coverage. The perception is there. So does it matter if journalists publicly declare party affiliation?
As journalists, all we have is our credibility.
This is Betsy Russell. She's a reporter for the Spokesman Review and the president of the Idaho Press Club.
If people don't believe or trust what we write, then it will go nowhere. And we do have to protect that.
Russell is like most journalists. She doesn't stick campaign signs in her yard. She doesn't have bumper stickers on her car. She doesn't march in rallies or attend political caucuses. But Russell does have a long-standing belief.
I have always believed, since I was first old enough to vote, that as an American citizen, it's my duty to vote, and that our system doesn't work unless everybody votes.
For years, Idaho journalists could vote without registering with a party. Russell says this has been a luxury. In most states, this isn't the case. And now that luxury is gone. The state's Republican Party closed its primary, and that means everyone has to declare a party affiliation to vote.
There is a concern among many journalists that if we were to register or in any way publicly identify ourselves as a partisan or a member of one party or another, then all of our reporting on all parties would be suspect.
It's not just journalists who now have to decide whether to vote. Judges and even some public employees have to as well. Jeff Utes directs the Idaho Legislative Services Office, which provides nonpartisan support for legislators. He wrote lawmakers a letter earlier this year. In it, he said, quote, that our nonpartisan status is so important to the ongoing success of the Legislative Services Office that the best recourse for us is to opt out of the upcoming primary election. Utes says he won't vote in the primary, but he's left it up to his staff to make their own decisions. That professional dilemma is the same one journalists face, explains Kelly McBride. She's a media ethics expert for the Poynter Institute. It's a school to teach and support journalists and media leaders.
The prohibition against making any sort of political declarations used to be absolutely unquestioned in the world of journalism. We question it a lot more these days.
McBride says she finds people are becoming more and more distrustful of what they see and read because so much of it turns out to be false or distorted.
Now, the question that is unresolved is whether revealing your political point of view creates more trust or less trust in a political dialogue.
I believed I was an objective reporter, and through that belief, I failed to recognize my own personal biases.
Wayne Hoffman was a reporter for 18 years. He's now the executive director for the Idaho Freedom Foundation, which advocates for, among other ideas, free market solutions and limited government. His organization also supports the self-proclaimed government watchdog site, IdahoReporter.com.
This notion that reporters are objective, blank slates, opinionless people who roam the streets gathering news is a myth. And I'm okay with that fact that reporters have opinions. Why not let those reporters have opinions and then tell those readers what those opinions are?
The fact is, everyone's party affiliation will be part of public record. That concerns leaders of Idaho newsrooms, including Vicki Gowler. She's the editor of the Idaho Statesman. She says for reporters, especially those who cover government and politics, Idaho's closed Republican primary creates an ethical problem.
Anybody that chooses to vote in the primary and affiliate with a party, I will certainly let them do that. It is their right as an American citizen to do that, and I'm not going to stop anybody from voting. But if they choose to do that, then I have the tough choice of what role can they play in my newsroom, because I can't have them affiliating with a party and then covering politics.
Gowler says she and her reporters have talked a lot about how to handle this party affiliation dilemma.
We care very much about how we take care of conflict of interest and show that we really try to be as objective as we can be and keep a little bit of distance between what we cover and then what we do personally.
The publisher for the Times News in Twin Falls has taken a different approach. He wrote an open letter last month encouraging his reporters to vote. As for Spokesman Review reporter Betsy Russell, she says she will vote today, but she'll do so only on the nonpartisan ballot. Her reward for staying objective? The only contests she gets to have a say in are three unopposed judicial races. For KBSX News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.